This is a production of Cornell University.
Todd?
I don't see Todd here yet.
No.
Okay, Lynn said that she's going to be late. And then Cora. And N is still not going to be here. We have Ian. And then we have Tidra over here. And then with Jesse. Yeah. And Kristen. Yeah. And Christine. Yeah. And Julian. Yeah. And then Alexander. Yeah. And then Kara said she's not going to be here today. Martha, we have Ashley. I don't see her. And also, Hans is not here. Oh, Hans is here. Okay. Cool. So I think we're quorum. And we will continue. First of all, we have the approval of the minutes. Are there any amendments? Yes, Christine.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Anton Lee's on
the. Okay. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Yeah, just it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, finance was answered.
Okay, now you find yourself there. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Is there a second? We'll do this for unanimous consent. Are there any objections? If not, the minutes is approved. Next, we will move to our presentation. Today, we have invited the Social Search Committee to come address the GDFA.
Thank you all very much. Thank you.
So I just had a quick question. How far along search path are we in?
Third thing I would say around some of the comments.
So I think Ruben. So I'd just like to add that the search statement for the provost is actually pretty well written and in good detail, I think, covers most of the questions and concerns that we had. I think if you can go and look up that web page when you can bring this up, I think it's a clear description of at least what the search company is looking for in the provost. To add to that question, could you, I don't know if it's confidential or not, but could you talk to us more about the process of how you're going to pick the right candidate, or is that? Yeah. No, a lot of times, I keep seeing for myself, what I'm most familiar with is the faculty first. That's what I see at my department level. And then they come in, they give a talk, they tell us where they're going. Right.
Okay. Are there any last questions? If not, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Next, we'll have a presentation from tour new destination site. Oh, listen. Over there, I will have your presentation.
For a teaching.
for coming today. Yeah, it's fine. Just let me know.
So the brief rundown of our appointment of the written structure, which is very different and very unique. As usual, we can't really be the same as our work. So this time, we talked to the two officers. We actually have some of the charges of working with each of the constituencies. So the first five people we see up there are the university officers, as you know. They work with each of the staff, undergraduates, and the other professional students, and the faculty. You all made kind of a new change. Sarah Hernandez from the College of Engineering has basically been chair of as a door phone person. So you're looking at the direct professional engineer, the door phone person will now be there in it. It's also comprised of the people below our supervisors, so it's more high. So they really kind of really structured here and not include that. So I'm going to move to what it is also. First, the people that are not included on this list, the president and the provost, they are included on the UGC, and we have some options. So, very interesting structure there. So,
all right, so, D&D, a quick review. A quick review. So this is our strategic diversity and inclusion framework. It is very important that we call it a framework and not a plan, because people get scared when they hear plan. So they message is a big deal. And we're actually not giving people initiatives. So that's the big deal. Every unit, college, and school requires to select their own set of initiatives at the local level. That's how these initiatives are created. They must, however, be measurable, we will discuss the other later in the presentation, and they must be based on core principles of composition, inclusion, engagement, and awareness. It is not even that experience required to do that. It goes into depth on what you should have to do, and when the discussion is due, in a minute. The big changes coming up for this year, or in the next few months, the first few years, everybody was required to do five initiatives, and at least one of those has to be based on composition. As you might imagine, composition is a big deal. Usually the first thing people think about when they think about the first few years of this campus or anywhere is, who are you? What is composition? How do we begin to do this on campus? And that's great. There's been marked improvement over the last few years in different areas, particularly in the research field, faculty research initiatives, and even in our student body conversation. And that's great, but the point of C&D is to see people, is to get people to think beyond the traditional compositional piece of their work. We want people to think about what it means, once people actually get here, how are they incorporated into the faculty of the university? Are they actually able to take part in many of the opportunities that are available, not only for the space in the decision-making processes, but also to pursue other opportunities that are available on campus? And then the achievement is really looking to see, are people actually succeeding once they're here? For example, recruiting women in positive engineering is a big deal on that field. Many of you might know already, the population is in that area. So the big change now is that we want people to really focus on the lived experience of diversity. So those institutions seem social schemes for 2 years back. So this year's theme, for these next year's theme, would be engagement. And I want people to now really focus on being actively participating in campus. And then we're also decreasing the number of initiatives that are required. We realize that the University of Rochester University is very big size, so the president's office is a community office, very small. So it's kind of hard to get very small these things if you're in charge of 5 million dollars initiatives. So we're only requiring 3 to 4 to 10 million size as well. So how do you all go about creating your individual initiatives and how are they actually created across the university? Well, as you might imagine, everybody has something different. And that's something we discovered in the first couple of years in the community here. While we like that, we also want to bring some sort of consistency across the school easier when we're actually reviewing the initiatives and figuring out standardized ways to measure a lot of these things. So many of the colleges and units created diversity councils or committees. Now, that is not something that is mandatory. It's actually So they also let me come in components of your strategic plan or your policy plan. So you all have a so the tool that my partner actually provides to you, and this is all available by the way, There is center for this is in the core discussion that comes similar to what we saw. Then the focus is in the matter of communicating in this work that they have to come to the assembly. A database of all the previous initiatives.
Who's talking right now? We're going to
work on that. So there's lots of different graphic tools and survey tools available, so if you go to the dashboard, if you haven't heard them or seen them before, they might be very useful to some of your research. They actually give you a breakdown of the different populations that are present on campus by faculty, staff, undergraduate students, graduate professionals, and different by all types of categories based on what you are identified. Climate surveys are very important, you should fill out the climate surveys when they come to you and other things. And we also provide the context of the work you need and the conferences. Just remember, just so you know, if there is something similar that you might be doing, you can provide you a contact to that patient. And then finally, we also do these conversations to help you define your interests and really hammer out. So, what's the process of doing that? How do we make sure that people are involved and make sure that the process is effective and impactful? And that's what we do. So the fun stuff is the Change Federal Landscape. This is where we're going to need your help. So the Federal Initiative will largely look very different than the rest of the university because by and large, you qualify in college and maybe not in the university, so we've got to look for the school area. Those aren't necessarily things that are measurable. And that's something that we want to do. So, and in the past year, in July of last year, President Obama signed a new executive order. One of them in particular that actually is going to affect on April 8th is the first executive order that was actually amended in 2021 to prohibit discrimination based on gender, identity, and sexual orientation for federal contractors. If you do not have to stay back today, there is by and large, most of these things pertain specifically to employment, but they're since we are finding across the board to our students and to our undergraduate students. All right, so the things that we want to be looking at specifically, which is you all are LGBTQ initiatives, disability initiatives, and then also some code and policy changes that are coming down. We really need all of you to kind of take charge, or you don't need to take charge of anything. So the thing we would like to use is right next. That was the question of the closing part of the essay.
Okay, so I have a few. I know we're short on time. No, that's fine. Okay, so when we propose an initiative, are we asking for money to implement the initiative? Is that what we're doing? Yeah, so the reason I ask is, for example, even if we do implement the policy, I'm trying to figure out why we, assuming we were going through with something, and it was under our legislative purview, like, we send it to you for an opinion. I'm not entirely clear about what you're reviewing if it's not first. Does that make sense? I'm sorry, I'm just confused. So the second question is, you spoke about a policy that DSA worked on. I guess it's not a question, perfect. But I was wondering if you could get a copy of that framework. And I guess the third one is, I guess one of the most important or the earliest pushes you're trying to make is trying to get people to report their gender identity and their sexual orientation on the application process. I was just wondering if there is already a mechanism to make that anonymous and how you would deal with those statistics, because I'm not aware of how this works.
We're pretty much out of time, so one more question.
Thank you.
Thank you. next, we have reports of officers and committee updates. For executive committee, I have no update. Do you? And for operations and staffing, no. Appropriations. Communication. Finance Commission. Next is student advocacy, Jesse and Jesse. Next is faculty award.
The first time you announced it?
This is the first time that anyone who's not the committee or the winners has done that.
So okay. Stop the pressure.
Okay, diversity and international students.
And also one in
you. Last is programming board. Thank you. Next, we'll go to our businesses. First of all, we'll have the continued discussion of Resolution 8. Let me bring that up. Christine, do you want to start with the overview of? Okay.
Thank you.
So do we? So let's go for each of them as an amendment. I divide it into several sections, so we can look into every one of them. The first one is just the title. So instead of having, it used to be resolution to suspend, it now changes to resolution to critique the hiring of associate dean. Are there any? Yes. Is it motion to approve? Is it second? Okay. Are you, do you have questions or? Okay, so now it reads resolution to critique the hiring of associate dean of student for inclusion, engagement, and community support, and increase funding to advocacy services, support services, and inclusion programming. Are there any questions? Are there any suggestions to this amendment? Is there a motion to approve? Second? Okay. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections? If not, this amendment is approved. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sure. So we'll first approve the amendment to the amendment, which is changing reallocate to increase. Yes. Okay. Now we'll approve the actual amendment, which is including changing from suspend to critique there, and also from reallocate to increase. Motion to approve. Second. Okay. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Seeing none. This amendment is approved. Let me accept this. So now we'll move to the second amendment, which is we're just adding information about the graduate student activity. It's also going to provide about like $10,000 to last year for last year. Are there any questions? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve? Is there a second? Okay, we'll do this by unanimous consent again. Are there any present opposed to this amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. Next, it's about moving the class web here down to the bottom. Yeah, I guess we'll just do this as an amendment, and then we can talk about the three paragraphs as a whole together. Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second? Thanks. We'll do. Okay. I'll call this for discussion.
Forward with us together to decide on how many to hire.
Are there any other questions before we continue to the amendments? Okay, so now we have the third amendment open for discussion, which is just moving. Previously, we have it on top, we're just moving down the bottom so that it makes more sense. Is there a motion? Is there a second? Okay. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. Okay. So next one is a much longer one where we talk about how students are not involved and also like including talking a little bit about Resolution 7 that was passed. And now open up for discussion. Yeah. Are there any suggestions? Yes. I can hear you. You mean for the, I guess. Okay, let me make it bigger and also I can remove the comment. Is it better? Are there any changes or amendments to the current amendment we have, which is from line 105 to 116? Let me see where it is.
What line is that?
Okay, you mean not
to invoice. Oh, I see.
Okay. Now we'll be discussing this amendment. Okay. Is there a motion to approve this amendment? Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is there a motion to approve this amendment? Is there a second? Oh, is it? Vote. Of the amendment, yes. Okay. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections to the amendment of the amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. And now we're back to the amendment we have, which is from line 105 to 117. Yes. Is the motion to call for a vote on this amendment? Is there a second? Okay, we'll do this. It's from here to here. This is the amendment we have. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections to the amendment? Okay, seeing none, this amendment is approved. Next, we have amendment, I think this is the fifth one. Instead of saying university substance here, we will change it to the GPSA is concerned about the creation of the position. And we'll open this up for discussion. And now we're talking about the amendment of the amendment. Yes. And we'll open this up for discussion. Is there a second? Okay. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Is there anyone opposed to the amendment of the amendment here? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. And now we're back to the amendment of GPSA's concern about physical discourse from 119 to 121, including the amendment of the amendment. Is there a second? We will do this by unanimous consent. Are there any person opposed to the current amendment we have? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. Okay, sorry. Let me just do this real quick. Okay. So next. So now, for the new clause here from 123 to 126, it will read, be further resolved that the university allocates funds to the operational budget of WLC, A3C, and LGBTLC that are commensurate with Cornell peer institutions to ensure the adequate, continued, and improved access to services for minority populations. And we'll open this up for discussion.
So do you want to propose an amendment to that? Oh, so it is.
Oh, so what is the change?
Cornell's aforementioned peer institutions.
Cornell's
AFS, I think. No.
No.
A-F-O-R-E. Aforementioned. Is this one word? Sorry, I'm really bad at it.
Yeah. Sorry.
ED.
Yeah. Okay.
Both of us, I don't know. Yeah. But the English language is my first language.
Yeah, me neither. Sorry about that. Okay. We'll be looking at, we'll have a discussion of this amendment, of the amendment. Okay. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any person opposed to this amendment of the amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is approved, and now we'll go back to the amendment we have here, 119 to 122. Yeah.
The operational budget law. So we listed only those three.
Okay.
So who else is left off the bat? I don't think, yeah, that's
what you have.
I just have a question. So is the SDDI, did we talk about that?
No, we don't have it here. We have it on top.
Do you want to add it to?
Is it included? Should it be included?
Yeah, that's the question. So, team development drivers initiative, does anyone know about them?
So,
yes,
do you have it?
SDDI, team development drivers initiative, is led by Renee Alexander, Renee Alexander,
right.
And she also works closely with Andrew Kramer, and their focus is on basically bringing students together across difference, and I think it's fair to say that their focus is on female African American students, Asian American but all three of them are really interested in the case to support all students.
Okay, so is there a motion to approve the current amendment? Motion? Is there a second? We'll do this by unanimous consent. We are approving the amendment from 119 to 122. Is there any person opposed to this current amendment? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. Next. Okay. Second last one. Yes, the last one is the name.
Okay.
So this one is about sending to more people. So now it reads that the final resolve that the university should involve communities more broadly in decisions that affect them before making unilateral decisions by consulting with the relevant student services unit staff about the needs of their advocacy centers and their constituents and the associated student leaders of relevant organizations and other students from affected communities in order to hear their voices earlier in the process and make more effective choices that reflect the demands that face these communities.
Seems like a really long sentence.
Yeah. And now it's open up for discussion. Are there any amendments to this amendment? If not, if someone can call for a vote, it's a second. Okay, we will be approving, we'll be voting on the amendment here from 131 to 136. We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any objections? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. And the last amendment we have is to add Dan Wong, President of the Society of Asian American Graduate Affairs and also members of the Latino Graduate Studies Coalition, to the sponsor, which is also on top as well, which I'll show it right here too. And we will open this up for discussion. Where are you talking? Okay. This I will kind of grammatical.
Oh,
I see.
Just A? Just A? It's a slash A?
Oh, slash?
A?
A?
Space.
Okay.
I think small A.
That's right.
Is
okay.
It a small A or a big one?
It's a lowercase. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
No space.
Okay, no space. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. Can we have a vote on the amendments of the amendments on this? Oh, can we count this as grammatical errors?
Yeah,
okay.
We'll just count them.
Okay. So now is the. Okay, is there a second? Okay. Now we'll vote on this amendment? Was this a unanimous consent?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do it by card. Are there any objections? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. And now we're going back to the entire resolution. Are there any changes or amendments to propose? If not, is there anyone calling for a question? Which is to vote on the amendment. Sorry, on the resolution. Okay, yeah. are there any other questions? Is there a motion to call for questions? Yeah, call the vote. Yeah. Is there a second? Okay, now we'll be voting. It's only the current academic year voting members, so not the new, the next year voting members. So now, for all those who agree with the amendment, sorry, the resolution, please raise your placards. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Are there any opposed? Abstain? Okay. So, we have majority vote, and the resolution 8 is approved. Okay. Yeah.
We have a lot of business to get through. So I have a motion to extend the time by how much time do you need?
15, let's say.
I'm going to say 20 minutes because I have a motion to extend this by 20 minutes.
Okay, we'll do this by raising your black card, everyone, if you're approving
the
extension for 20 minutes. We can raise your.
Okay.
Everyone, if you agree with this, raise your black card, just someone.
Okay. I think we're fine.
Okay. Okay, so.
So we're going to go to the phone training for now?
Yeah. So the meeting now will go till 7:20. Next, we have another resolution, and Alex, could you quickly go over? And now, so I guess we can first start with the first amendment we have from Nate. Okay, we can do that too.
The university has not yet fired Nate Cepedo. We are preemptively telling him, telling the university that should not be. Good. Okay.
Okay, any other questions? Jeffrey?
I don't know if you can comment that there are other
Regina wants to. Do you want to go over this?
Yeah.
So this is the Manan Provosani, which is just an explanation about the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, also known as ISIS. I will open. Yeah. Is there a motion to approve this amendment?
Yeah. Thank you. Is there a second?
We'll do this by unanimous consent. Are there any opposed? Seeing none, this amendment is approved. No, there you go. You have it.
Okay, cool.
Are there any other questions?
Are there any other amendments?
Is there a second? So we'll do this by placards of voting members. If so, for those who want to approve the resolution, please raise your placards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, so I'm trying to get 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Are there any opposed? Abstain. Okay. We have a majority vote, and the resolution is approved. Now, next, we have the Shared Governance Joint Declaration. So we all know that President Gordon will be leaving his term here in effectively, I think, the last day of June. And here we collaboratively with the other five assemblies, so it should be four assemblies together with the SA, but the faculty senate, we just want to show that we appreciate the work that has been done with shared governance by President Gordon and wish him well for his next destination. And now we'll open this up for discussion. Yeah. Is there a second? So we'll do this by placard. For those who agree with the amendment, sorry, the resolution, please raise your placard.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Those who oppose? Abstain. We have a majority vote here, and the joint declaration is approved.
Gina
will talk. So next we have the election. first we will start with the president position. Yeah. For the president position, are there any nominations? Yeah. I think he will accept your nomination since he's not here. I've heard that he will accept your nomination. Are there any other nominations? Seeing none, we will do this by unanimous consent. Okay, we'll do this by poll. Everyone can vote.
Yeah, everyone
that
is a
future
voting member and
person
who can vote for the election for next year, executive officer, office manager.
So,
if you are going to be a voting member next year,
okay. For those who are 3-2, okay. So for those who agree to elect Richard to be the next year's president, please raise your hand. I guess we will do this by majority vote. Okay, for all those, you can lower it. For those who oppose, anyone abstain? Seeing none, Richard will be our next president. Since he will not be here today, we will first elect our executive vice president, and then he will chair the rest of the election. So now we'll move to the election of the executive vice president. Are there any nominations? Yes. Okay. Is there any other nomination?
I'd like to nominate myself.
Okay. Is yourself your own nomination? Okay. Just want to check. Are there any other nominations? So we will do this by ballot.
What we can do is have given to you guys on the TV with the group, so you're
in it. Yeah.
And then, if you prefer, you can do it
with yourself. Yeah. Okay. Do you, each of you, want to do a 1 minute speech? I guess since Alexander was nominated first, he will go first. Thanks,
Alexander
and Peter.
Hi. So I've been the VTO for, I've been in VTSF for maybe a semester now, but in that period of time, I've been elected as a VP of operations, and most of my work has been trying to almost a cliche line by now, to get more representation to VTSA. So I actually went back into some of the records of what most platforms and what most presidents and VPs ran for, and it was for increase that representation. So I decided that instead of just having to say the same thing again, we, as in me and Richard, have come up with a comprehensive plan on how to get more people into the assembly. Parts of it involve going to each field, communicating to them how their own field should be structured and how they can increase that representation within their field and then have the same increased representation here. So a lot of my work, at least if I'm elected, would be focusing on increasing the representation here through that mechanism.
Additionally, I would continue to work on the task force, the transportation task force that I'm on right now, plus work on improving committee working, I guess, to better equip the committees to work. And most of it, I think I've had a communication with every committee chair on how they would like to see their committee be better and how I can help doing that. So my platform would be to effectively make the committees run better and to improve the representation here through communicating directly and individually with every field and increasing participation.
So now you have your ballot and we'll be coming back to collect it. And I guess Keisha's name is here, and Alex, could you raise your placard so people can see your name? Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, technically, it's supposed to be prayer and vigil decision. Technically, it's a decision.
Okay.
I don't know. I think you can wait.
Do you have all the people
lined up?
Do you have all the people lined up?
Well, some of them are different.
Okay, so we have to reset. So the next executive vice president will be Keisha. And now he'll be chairing the rest of the election. So I can do the top for you.
Yeah. Okay. Now we'll be electing the vice president of operations. Are there any nominations for the vice president of operations?
Okay, since Alex, would you want to give another speech, or if not, we will move to
me.
Okay, so me, it's your turn.
Hi everyone, my name is Nate Gardner, and I'm the director here at the Mechanical Engineering Program. I also sit on the President's Council of Alcohol and Other Drugs, the new Council of Legal Services, and I've been involved in
and now we'll be going around to collect your ballots soon.
You elect the council? The council is elected?
Yeah.
The problem is you have to put on the executive board, right?
Yeah, like
the people who are Nicole, you and the team, right?
Yeah, if you're voting on this, you cannot be
elected. Right. Yeah, well, I'm not in that shape. Does not make sense. That was unexpected. So they thought about it and I asked them, and they're just like, eh, I was like, who wants to do this job?
It's hard to find people, but they're interested
in doing nothing. Yeah. How do you adjourn the mission?
You ask for even more than adjourn.
Yeah, but adjourn the house, right? I want to get adjourn the meeting or something and adjourning like
the session.
I don't know. Hi. Okay, so the new VP of Operations would be Nate Rogers. So the new VPO would be Nate Rogers. Okay, so now we have to elect the council, but there's a caveat. You have to have served on the executive committee to run for council, and the people who are eligible do not want to run. Last I checked. Is that true?
Yeah.
Are there any nominations for the council? Sorry? Yep. That would be much appreciated. Any nominations? So no? Okay. Are you sure you don't want the white checkmark? Are you sure? Are you sure we can do it? Okay. So we move on to the election for the chair of the communications committee. Megan, do you want to tell us about the chair for the communications committee?
Are there any nominations? Seeing none,
move on to the next one.
We're now going to elect the chair for the Diversity and International Students Committee. Catherine, do you want to tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit about this. Yeah. I just want to ask for what it is, then we can ask for another reason.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Just need one of the nominations. Are there any other nominations? This is by unanimous consent. All those in, is there anyone opposed to just meeting the chair for the Diversity International Student Committee? Seeing none, you're elected the chair of the Diversity. Now move on to faculty awards.
Faculty Award Committee is in charge of publicizing and possibly nominating and choosing winners for Faculty Awards. And this is our way of saying thank you to faculty members who have done an exceptional good job at advising the graduate students, specifically the graduate students.
Are there any nominations for the chair of the Faculty Awards Committee? Move on to the programming board. Are there any nominations? Come on. Okay, are you nominating yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So, how do you say your last name?
Malcolm.
Malcolm?
Right.
Yes.
I just took you by name. Are there any other nominations? Okay, so this is a unanimous consent. Is there anyone opposed to any being chair of the being elected the chair of the programming board? Seeing none, you're now elected to the chair of the programming board for your 2022. We want the student advocacy. Oh, yeah. Okay. Come on. Okay. Motion to extend the meeting by 10.
10 to be safe.
10 to be safe. Okay. Is there a second? Do you want to stand or then an opponent?
No.
Good. I'm going to stay. Okay. So, seeing no opposition, the meeting is extended by 10 more minutes. Thanks. Are there any nominations for the chair of the advocacy committee? Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Are there any other nominations? This is the unanimous consent. Is anyone opposed to Jason? I'm sorry, what was his last name? Bartel, being the new chair of the Student Advocacy Committee? Seeing none, Jason is now the new chair of the Student Advocacy Committee. Now we elect our UA representative now. Okay. Cora, would you like to say something about the school? Just to add to that, so I was on the UA before I was elected to VCO. The UA is a very rewarding experience. Being there, you can talk about campus-wide issues. I was specifically in the infrastructure committee, and some of the big things we were talking about were pedestrian safety, how to, about divestment from coal and from fossil fuels, how that affects our well-being at the university, financial well-being. And we're talking about transportation, TCAT. So within those committees, there's a lot of policy work that gets done, which has broad implications for general university life. I would strongly recommend the one for that position.
I don't think I got to it. I'm going to DCSA. The UA actually has official jurisdiction over important decisions that we have to do the year we recommend, besides just the community. The UA actually does deal with the
by that, you mean specifically through the campus code and through their input to the campus finance committee.
So.
And usually they have, well, last this year they had it, the main meeting and then the committee meeting. First Tuesday and the second Tuesday of the committee meeting. But that format has changed. So they don't have to chair a committee, is that right?
Yes. One would
be on the board, the executive board, but the other two don't have to chair committees, is that accurate? And the committees are the Courts and Judicial Committee, the Infrastructure Committee, and the Welfare Committee.
That's
right. Are there any nominations for university representatives? Are there any other nominations for this? We have two positions. So, are there any other nominations? Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Okay. Going to the ballot again.
Are there any other nominations?
Oh, are there more nominations? I'm sorry. Okay. Seeing none, we'll get you on the ballot. Jesse, do you want to address, I guess,
Catherine
and Jesse and their both assembly? Would you like to transfer Jesse assembly? You are not here to say. Yeah, she's friendly.
Thank you.
So I think she was on my mind.
Just one thing, for the two new UA reps, which we'll know soon, if you can come and talk to me afterwards. So UA will have another meeting tomorrow, so if you can come with me, or we can go together, mm-hmm. or talk about this, it'll be great. Thank you.
I would like to add that, yes, one way of working on these committees is through being UA members, UA representatives of GPSA. The GPSA also sends representatives to the same committee, and they effectively have a similar voice in issues. So that's also something you can talk about with those members at the beginning of the session. While they're counting, I need to ask for another extension. Are any opposed? Seeing none, we extend the meeting to 7:30. Did somebody say yes? Yes.
What
would
we do?
Then we go for a vote. Right. So, because all of you are still here, I'm assuming you have some more time. So, I invite you all to the annual celebration that we're going to have at the Big Red Barn. There's going to be dessert and beer and wine and probably cheese and crackers too. So, if the, you know, I usually like to stuff myself with cards after I'm done. So, I welcome you to come. I can announce that Alex and Catherine will be on the University Sunday representative. With that, Nate, you want to talk about Bearwalk?
Yeah, sorry. One thing real quick. So, in the way back, the one referred to me was also mentioned that we've been on what's called the over for the other students and the other students from the community go to
One thing I want to announce, I just want to thank Nicole for serving in the GTSA for so long. She's been, I know long is not a good word to use, but she has been like in the GTSA for, is it 5 years or 4 years?
Six.
Oh no, sorry! Yeah, and she has been helping us a lot, and I just want to thank her and wish her all the best after she lives here. Yeah.
So the GPSA 2014-2015 assembly is now adjourned. Be good, guys. Dessert and beer and wine. See you soon.
I feel like I was like, what am I doing right now?
Sorry.